Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. We're on every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here. It gets out one way or another. Sometimes I don't want the truth out, and I have no choice because my very, very good friends and trusted cohorts, Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman, guys.
How you doing, man?
Hey!
They join me every night. And we are here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're also online at philhenryshow.com, which is our website. And we have live streaming video cast of the show from philhenryshow.com, so you can watch. You can also become a Backstage Pass subscriber and gain access to over 4,500 hours of show material. I mean, we've got complete shows going back over 10 years. We also have our daily podcast, which, not daily, excuse me, three times a week, bud?
Yeah, right now, you're thinking about making more.
That's true. We are thinking about kicking it up.
Man, you ain't got time to do that, man.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about me. Thank you very much, Robert. I can, you know.
No, just...
Yeah, your health. What about your health?
What do you mean, what about my health? Right now, I'm healthier than either one of you guys. My health.
But, you know, you're getting on in years.
Yeah, you are getting older.
Oh, well, thank you. But I think I'm okay, man. So anyway, where was I?
How are you going to do podcast?
Yeah, we have three a week, and we're probably going to kick that up to maybe four or five. But go over to our website and hit the podcast banner and get the podcast. We have an episode 42, which is out today, and it is the original Kiss the Gunner's Daughter.
No way.
Yep, way.
Man, that's one of the best bits that have ever been.
Spit it out, Porky. You know,
hey, okay, I didn't do anything. I swear to God.
Good. I told you guys. And you with the spit it out, Porky.
But he's all like... B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b.
Yeah, like you... But one of these days, I'm going to put you on tape, and I'm going to force you to listen to yourself for a half an hour.
Yeah, man, that'll break you the habit of making fun of people.
Yeah, well, I better not say.
Yeah, you better not say. So in any event, go to our podcast banner, hit that, and pick up on episode 42, Kiss the Gunner's Daughter, available now. Okay. Ugly, ugly stuff. Ugly stuff in the news. One of these pieces of news has to do with I don't even want to go there. You know, we'll go there when we need to go there. The other is the ongoing violence that apparently continues to beset the Middle East with the anti-Muslim film. I read a few things about this anti-Muslim film. Apparently, the film is about on a par with, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, it's about on a par with this guy, a lot of these guys like Jones and some of these cats are just bagging on Islam like it's the whole thing sucks, you know? Like, for instance, if a bunch of Christians got together and, slaughtered a bunch of people, which, quite frankly, you know, so let's say Christopher Columbus was alive today, okay?
Yeah.
And he got into a ship and he came over to a country.
We're not here.
No, not here, because we're already a kind. He came over to some place that wasn't inhabited.
But that'd have to be like Antarctica.
Yeah.
Would you guys just listen to me for 5 seconds?
Sorry.
So he goes to this country, and he starts carving up people like he did when he was doing his thing. And the world says, look at these Christians, what a bunch of slaughtering animals, right? Now, sooner or later, and then they come out with a movie that says Christians are a bunch of slaughtering animals. I don't know that we're going to go out and riot, you know.
Well, I don't know, man. It's pretty bad.
Well, we're not going to go out and, like, burn down an embassy. And, well, how, you know, there's a difference between acting like a human being and acting like just a swine. 877-876 is our number here, and we are going to bring on the line right now Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. And I know that Dean is, he and his wife both host a couple of Native ceremonies there on Thursday evenings, Dean, correct? And Tuesday evenings?
We do, Phil, and we're very, very proud to have one of the tribal groups that comes to the grounds and perform some of the Native ritual dancing, especially when we're ending a season and going into another. Autumnal, and the Native people of North America were no different from people all over the world in terms of their observance of these equinox moments. And we're coming up on the autumnal equinox, and we have two of the troops, musical troops, from our Native Council here in Northern California are very proud.
Can you give me your read? Are you, and you're going to be all right to talk to us, right?
Absolutely, Phil, yeah. Amarella's here. We also have Jim Hitchcock, who's with the Native Council, our liaison, and Bethany and some people from the Holistic Center.
Give me your read on the violence now breaking out in the Middle East concerning this anti-Muslim film, or so-called, and the way that the people of the Muslims, I should say, of the Middle East are reacting.
I think that Phil, there comes a time where you can't put up with it any longer. You can't. I don't know. I've always been one who preaches that the peaceful path is the far more beneficial and the far more abundant path. I think that when we travel the road of peace, we travel an abundant road. It isn't that we're just being peaceful. It's that we are doing something that ultimately will benefit us much more than being angry, lashing out, or violent. I know, though, in my own life, when I did begin to look into the philosophies of the East, whether it was Buddhism at one time or it was the Tao Te Ching, the Lao Tzu's way of the Tao, or ultimately, of course, Zen Buddhism, and yoga, I felt that I needed to use that peaceful path. But people being people will blame you for all kinds of things. They'll attack you for all kinds of things. And I was attacked.
Now, we know your history. You had a history of domestic violence.
That is correct, yes.
And you also had at one time you were dealing drugs.
All of it is true, yes, Phil.
All right. And I don't want to belabor that. So when you came out west and you settled in...
Well, can I just...
Go ahead.
I don't want my story to sound as if it's a typical, I came to California, with flowers in my hair, and I heard the sound of a flute in Golden Gate Park. It wasn't anything like that.
Right. It wasn't a typical 70s California story.
No, not at all. I came out here, and I was still a very troubled man because I was a fugitive from a bench warrant had been issued for my arrest in the state of New Jersey. And so I was under a lot of stress. But we were able to get that worked out, and I did then become more involved in the holistic way. And it served me well, Phil.
And when you say the holistic way, it's a non-Christian but very spiritual...
Well, the holistic means whole. And what do we mean by that? We mean that everything connects. You can start with the spiritual, but if you look at a circle... You don't really know where that circle begins and where that circle ends. If it's a perfect circle, you can just see it as a whole continuing. And the spiritual melts into the physical melts into the mental into the emotional, and we recognize that that's how we are as humans. We are a whole, and we should see everything as a whole. And so that's what I've endeavored to believe, but it's a very difficult thing to do in an America where so many people are earthbound, and by that I mean they're materialistic. So many people in this country hunger for material goods. It seems as if we're going backwards and not forwards, and we are heading into a more and more materialistic way of being. I think what the Muslim people of the Middle East are saying is, you need to stop, America, and look at your values and look at what you're doing. You're becoming like these materialistic people I'm talking about.
But I'm talking about the violence.
Yes. Well, and I've had violence against. You do get violent.
I'm talking about the violence of some of these people attacking and killing, murdering.
Well, Phil, when I began to practice prana yoga and hatha yoga and began to experience, and kriya yoga, the meditation of kriya yoga, and began to experience this as a way of life, I was taunted and I was mocked by people who thought that I was some kind of, far out.
Some sort of a hippie?
Yeah, some kind of a far out, way out guy. And I remember there were days that I would grit my teeth a little bit and just say, hang on, Dean, hang on until the sun goes down, because that's when we usually had a fire pit ceremony, which included Dean and Jeff and Carrie, the guys from the tribal council, would come, and you can hear them now, and we would have this cleansing. We would have our moment of cleansing. And I had to grit my teeth and hold on.
Otherwise what?
Otherwise, I would have gotten violent.
So if someone was making fun of you practicing yoga, you see that as the same as someone making fun of Muslims?
I think that the reaction's the same. You know, I wanted to... When people said to me, oh, what are you doing with all of that ridiculous Eastern... Aren't you a Christian? Aren't you a Christian? This kind of thing. You know, you look like an idiot, and you look like a fool. I felt myself wanting to physically react to strangle them or to do things to them that
you were feeling violent.
I was feeling violent, exactly. And so what you're seeing of the Muslims in the Middle East is a very natural reaction to someone mocking your religion. And
yeah, but they committed murder, Dean.
I understand, and I think that you have to keep in mind, I wanted to commit murder when people mocked my meditation sessions that we would have on the bluffs, when we had our senior drum circle. I was laughed at, and I felt violent, like I wanted to just tell the seniors, I'm sorry, I can't do this. You're going to have to stop with our drum circle while I go outside. And you may not see me again because I'm going to kill someone, and then I'll just wait for the police to arrive.
All right, we're talking with Dean Wheeler. Dean, that's very candid of you. I appreciate it.
Well, I think people need to understand that it can provoke this kind of a reaction.
We're talking with Dean about the Muslim reaction, some of the Muslim people's reaction to this anti-Muslim film, the violence. There was death. There were people killed. Dean says, well... If you mock a man's spirituality and religion, this seems to be a normal reaction. 877-876-7445 is our number. On the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, I have to tell you that Dean is at his Northern California Holistic Center. They're having a meeting there, and they have invited a tribal council of a local Native American group to participate. That's what you're probably hearing in the background. 877-876-7445. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And I said, wait here. I'm going to go out and I'll just wait for the police to arrive.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. So we're talking about this this terrible reaction to the anti-Muslim film. Have you seen this movie, by the way?
No, I have not, Phil.
I have not either. All I know is that it doesn't have very... I don't think it has a very credible endorser in... I think this Pastor Jones, this guy that was burning the Koran.
There is another example there. This man, Jones, who should know better as a pastor. But I don't really think he's a pastor. I think he is simply a, I don't know, probably some kind of politically motivated ideologue who is trying to stir it up, you know, by pretending that he's a pastor of some kind. I think that what has happened here is that there is an anti-Muslim feeling in the United States, and it's being answered by the Muslim peoples of the Middle East in a way that is extreme, but certainly one that can be understood.
Oh, but now, here's where I've got to differ with you. I don't understand killing people. Okay.
Well, I just told you, Phil, that, and I understand that your confusion.
Well, you told me that when people mock your spiritual life, you feel violent.
I think anyone does. I think that Haven't you felt violent? Well,
I don't have as firmly entrenched or as firmly, kind of set into my life a spiritual life that I, you know, identify with so much that if someone mocks it, I'm going to get violent.
Well, you told me at one time you believed in Buddhism, right?
Yeah.
Now, if someone were to say Buddha was a fat, stupid-looking, you know, he was fat and stupid-looking, you've seen the Buddha statues.
Yeah, and as they have.
They have?
Yeah.
So they've said that Buddha is fat and stupid-looking, and that obviously is going to have some effect on you, right?
No, it honest to God, it doesn't.
Well, you said last night, you were raised Catholic, Phil. If someone took a crucifix, and I don't know.
Well, how about that guy, Robert Mapplethorpe?
All right, Robert Mapplethorpe.
He was the photographer who took a crucifix, which is the cross, and it has the figure of Jesus hanging from it. It's a very Catholic kind of religious item. You don't really see it that much with other Christian faiths, but and he had this in a pitcher of urine.
Yes, it was called Urine Jesus.
Yes.
Well, didn't that cause you to feel a sense of violence?
No, it did not. It did not. I didn't understand it, and I can't say as I would buy that piece of art or even go and see. I saw a rendering of it in the newspaper.
Well, why didn't you want to go see it?
Because it didn't look. It did look offensive. You know.
Oh, so you were offended by it?
Well, I mean, offended not to the point of, oh God, I'm so offended, I want to go beat up the guy that made it. I just thought it wasn't my kind of thing. I didn't want to go see more of the same. You know.
What we're saying here, Phil, is the violence of the Muslims in the Middle East is a normal reaction, and I'm trying to get you to understand that you, on some level, felt violence. And
you're saying that the reaction of the Muslims in the Middle East is a normal reaction, a violent reaction, and you're trying to get me to say that I felt violent when I saw that, I think it was called Piss Jesus, that's what it was called, and I didn't feel violent.
You didn't feel violent.
No, I didn't feel violent. I felt offended by it, but I didn't feel violent.
Well, all right. And when they Buddha with the fat Buddha, and
I didn't feel violent about that either.
But I felt violent when someone made fun of us when we were meditating on the block. See, I think there's a part of you, Phil, this is a normal reaction. It's very difficult to admit to the fact that you want, in the middle of a spiritual moment, you want to go and do physical harm to someone who's offended you. And that's what's going on with you. The Muslims, at least, are being honest about it. They're coming out and saying it. You know?
No, I don't understand that at all. No, I don't.
Look, can I?
No, you have not established that I felt violent, because I haven't. All right? I haven't felt violent. I've been offended.
Well, I think you feeling offended. When you say that you felt offended, you don't want to say that you're violent.
It hasn't been violence. It hasn't been a feeling that I want to go find a person and kill him. No, it has not.
Well, you have to live with your own conscience.
Are you calling me? Are you saying I'm lying?
I'm saying there is there's an untruth there.
Are you saying that I'm lying? I mean,
I think that's between you and whatever you conceive your God to be. I don't know. Your God, which, as you know, I don't believe in the God that you believe in. So your God is a very strange and very foreign God to me. I don't know. I don't know what that is. And
Are you trying to offend me now?
Well, how do you feel about that? When I say that you worship something that is very almost ugly to me, how do you feel about that?
It doesn't. I can see right through what you're doing. You're trying to make me angry.
Are you angry?
No.
And yet so you're trying to establish that you're superior to me.
Why? Why would you say that I'm trying to establish that? You don't believe that I'm being honest.
Because I said that I felt that I wanted to strangle that person that was laughing and making the noises while we were meditating on the bluff. I said I wanted to stop the meditation, and I wanted to go over there, and I wanted to hurt that person. The same thing with our senior drum circle. The Muslims wanted to burn down the embassy, and they did. And yet you are not being honest with me when I ask you again, don't you feel violent when someone says that your God is a big, ugly blob? Don't you?
No, I don't. I don't feel violent. You do, and maybe the Muslims do. I don't. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and all of this is, no, I don't. I mean, anti-Muslim movie, no anti-Muslim movie. I don't give a crap about that editorial. It was written in USA Today by that woman who said, well, you know, we have to understand. We do. And then, of course, they use the military. Well, the military's at risk. Is it really at risk? Phil, maybe they're more at risk with you opening your big fat mouth.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
I have to.
All right, welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show. Yes, we do. We have an aggressive phone screening style. And
well, I think that you were extremely rude to that.
Well, look, if the guy calls me up and he says to me, if you react violently to something I said, I'm going to have to assume that what I said is true.
Yes.
All right, and hold on. And then I said to him, okay, so if I say your mother's a whore, and you react violently to that, then I get to assume that your mother's a whore.
I don't think that's what he meant.
I don't care what he meant. That's why, you know, that's why I said what I said.
Well, but you immediately said that you thought the man was stupid. And
well, of course he's stupid. That's not a very well-thought-out thought, is it? That's not something that he was even thinking about. That just came off the top of his head. That wasn't anything that he really believes. If you're going to react violently, I'm going to assume that what you said is true. Okay, your mother's a whore. Well, and then he, you know, started to qualify.
Well, you didn't let him explain, though. You know, I mean,
I did. He said, well, insofar as it isn't true. So, wait a minute, that's not what you said, man. You said that if I react, if something I say causes you to react violently, then I get to assume that what I said is true. And he said, yeah, and I said, okay, so your mother's a whore. And you punch me out for that, which I would expect you to do, you know.
Would you want him to punch you out?
It's not a matter of whether I wouldn't say something like that. But let's say that I was dumb enough to say that. I would have to at least be smart enough to expect the guy is going to want to kill me. Okay?
And if he tries to kill you?
Okay, then according to his logic, what I said to him about his mother being a whore is true.
Look, Phil, you know, I think that the Muslim people are outraged by essentially the same thing. Their mothers have been called whores. And
so, in other words, then we get to assume that that's true?
No, you don't get to assume that it's true.
Then why are you standing up for the guy that just said that?
I'm taking up and standing up for the man that said that because you're... the way that you spoke to him, I thought, was a little aggressive and a little rude. And I would try to say something that would get him on my side.
All right. So how would you have handled that?
I would have said to him, the Muslim people are the ones who are being called, their mothers are the worst thing you can say to a Muslim is that your mother is a motherless whore. That's the worst thing you can say in the Arab countries.
That your mother is a motherless whore.
That your mother is a, well, yes, that it works for, you can say that, or motherless, a dog, something like that, motherless, your mother or your father. And that's the worst thing you can, in the Arab world, that you can possibly say. So that when I was meditating on the bluffs, or when we had our senior circle, or when we have our Native American drum circle, or when the tribal council does its dance, and people drive by and honk and laugh and thumb their noses, you might as well be yelling from the car, "You're motherless, with a motherless every."
Yeah. Okay. My mother is a motherless whore.
Yes. Your mother is. Your father's. And so that kind of an insult is going to make you angry. And for you to say, no, it doesn't, really is so unfair. It's so unfair. Why won't you admit to that?
Look at Dean.
Why won't you admit to that? Please stay with me on this. Why won't you admit to that?
D- When someone let...
Why won't you admit to that?
Because no one's called me that.
No one called you that. I'm talking about your mother. And
because when someone says the Buddha is fat and stupid-looking, that's not calling my mother a motherless whore.
All right, it might be a bad example, but when they laugh at me, or when we were having a meditation session on a bluff, or the drum circle, or the Native American Drum Council, or the American Dairy Association, when they meet here for their prayer breakfasts, and people drive by and hang their, you know, pull their pants down and push it up against the glass and all of those childish things that people are going to do, that's like calling my mother, my motherless mother, it's like calling my mother's
It's like calling your mother a motherless whore.
Yes, yes. And
you get violent.
I want to take my... I want to do something bad. I'm afraid I'm going to do something bad. And when I think of that, it takes me back to those times when I was... can I ask you what that is?
Bud, what is that?
I'm sorry, that open phone line that we have, it's an intercom that we have, and it was open.
Is that the outside intercom?
Yeah.
Shut that off, okay?
Well, you're going wrong.
No, shut it off. Shut it off. All right, 877-876-7445 is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we speak to Dean Wheeler about the Native peoples. The Native people. We're talking about the... Actually, Bud, turn that thing off, if you don't mind. We're talking about the Muslim people of the... And I can hear that this drum... Has this drum council started up again?
Yes, it has. Dean, Jeff, Gary... honey, can you have them go inside? Yeah. The drum circle has started up again, Phil. Do you mind? I simply want to take part in one of the ablutions, if you don't mind. Can you bear... If I'll hold the phone up, it might be enlightening to your audience.
Okay.
Right. And now, as we see the gray wolf begin to pass across the rock. Ow! God! Oh, man!
What happened?
One of the things... Don't put that there! Hey, Charlie, knock it off, please. Will you knock it off, please? Thank you. Knock it off, will you please? Just a minute, thank you. God almighty.
What happened?
I sat down. They had moved one of the granite stools here, and it's got a sharp edge to it, and it went right up in there. Don't put that there, honey. Darling, I'm sorry I yelled at you, darling. I'm sorry I yelled at you. All right, darling.
Is that your wife?
No, that was Charlie, one of the Indians. And I know it sounds gay, but it isn't.
You were calling him darling?
Yeah, it has to do with the passage of spirit between male and female. It's a very it's the sectoring of positive and negative elements of the universe, Phil.
It's part of your ceremony?
It's part of the religious doctrine. Yeah. Okay. All right, and Charlie, go ahead, hit it. All right. As the gray wolf moves through the I didn't order a pizza. Hold on. Eddie, knock it the hell off, will you? I don't know whether you like hearing yourself singing or something.
You know, Dean, this is beginning to sound a little comic.
I apologize, Phil.
It's just sounding a little comic, and I need for you to figure out what you want to do here. Do we want to continue to talk about this?
Yes, of course.
All right, well,
here again, you're mocking my religion.
No, I'm not mocking your religion. Two times you've started to do this ceremony, you sat down on a rock that was apparently something.
I told you, it cut right into it. Now that's as graphic as I'll get.
All right, and then you began again, and there's a pizza.
Emeralda, honey, did you order a pizza? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Phil, this is exactly what I'm talking about. When my religion, is mocked, these are the things that begin to happen.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take a phone call, 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Hendry Show. Father Jim McQuarters is going to join us here. Also, Jim Fine from last night is up. Father McQuarters, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I don't think I remember a time when you ever called me Father Jim, but I think I like that a lot, you know?
It's a little informal, huh?
I think I enjoy that an awful lot. Good evening to your guest, to Mr. Wheeler, Brett. It's Dean Wheeler, Father. Mr. Wheeler, how are you?
I'm fine. I was not expecting to speak to a padre or to a shaman of the Roman Church.
I can assure you, sir, I'm not a shaman.
Really? Do you know what a shaman is?
Yes, sir, I do.
What is a shaman?
A shaman is a high priest of a religion that can practice, at times, elements of magic, and I certainly don't attribute to myself any magical skills.
In the middle of the Mass, when you turn the water and wine into the body and blood of Christ, that's not magic?
I didn't call you, Dean, to argue with you. You might be right, you might be wrong. I'll let you have your religion if you'd like to. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I get very defensive when a shaman priest of the Roman Church calls.
I can understand that. If you wish to call me a shaman priest of the Roman Church, that's fine. And I've got no problem with it. I can tell you, Dean, though, that as you speak there, the words that you speak sound real pretty. Oh, yeah, they're pretty. But I don't know that a man of European origin, a man who has come to the North American continent...
Hold on for a minute, Shaman. You can't lay that trip on me and say that I'm just another European who is who's trying to cross-pollinate. I understand these people.
Sure. I can tell you that I was here, I came here shortly after the Second World War as a very young priest. And I worked with those people. I worked and I served with those people.
Those people? Oh, wow.
I mean the native people of California, the Chumash people of California. And I worked as well with the Hopi of the southwestern desert. And I worked with quite a few of the different tribes and the tribal people. And I can assure...
Well, yeah, I noticed that too.
What's the matter?
I just noticed the flute player. Are you going to... I'll do something about it. Hold on. Hey, Benny, don't. What's with the whole boop, 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 boop? What is that? Is that jazz? Yeah. Good. Knock it off. Okay.
All right, let's take a break because I've come up against the break again. All right, guys. 877-876-7445. Father James McQuarters and... What was he saying?
Dad, get the flute player freelance.
Yeah, I think the flute player went out and did a little improvising. Because he went boop, 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 boop.
How do you do it?
Man, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Dean
Truth
Wheeler, Father James
is
McQuarters,
our bitch,
and the Muslim thing.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, wow. Well, you're just a regular Herbie man, aren't you? I know how to play.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and Father James McQuarters along with Dean Wheeler joining us, but we're going to get to them in a moment. I wanted to just give you the background, a little more background on all of this worldwide Muslim anger over a film mocking Islam's prophet continued to spread Thursday, prompting President Barack Obama to issue a warning to countries where Americans may be in danger. President Obama, speaking at a re-election campaign rally in Golden, Colorado, said his administration had been in contact with other governments to let them know they've got a responsibility to protect our citizens. The president also said on Thursday, I've directed my administration to do whatever is necessary to protect all Americans serving abroad. Now, that goes without saying that Americans were killed in a supposedly protected embassy. And I understand it's Libya, and I understand they have a fluid situation there.
What's that mean?
A fluid situation is... they don't have their feet on the ground yet in Libya. They just got rid of Gaddafi. They've got some interim sort of governance there. Anyway, the American diplomatic offices everywhere have seen their security beefed up. There are contracted aircraft being kept on the runways in major cities so they can ferry out evacuated personnel. The spreading violence comes as outrage grows over an obscure movie made in the United States called Innocence of Muslims that mocked Islam's prophet Muhammad. The first of the protests against the film began in Cairo outside of the U.S. Embassy there on Tuesday. Protesters rushed embassy grounds, taking down and tearing up the American flag, flying at half-mast in commemoration of 9/11 before security forces turned them away. So there we have even on a sacred day like 9/11, doesn't make any difference to those cats, man. You know? To us, 9/11 is a very, very sacred day. To Muslims, well, the Prophet Muhammad is very, very sacred. Dean Wheeler and Father James McQuarters. Dean, would you say that's a fair trade? I mean, they've killed, more Americans are dead at the hands of extremist Muslims.
I think that's very unfair of you, Phil. Phil, can I...
Go ahead, Father.
I'm talking. No, but I just wanted to say one thing. I'm sorry, Dean. But I'm talking, sir. All right, go ahead. God. What I was going to say before this priest interrupted me is that I think it's very unfair of you, Phil, to say that more Americans are dead at the hands of Muslims. What does that mean exactly? Are they going to start now? All right. We're starting the ceremony again, Phil.
All right, but I want to talk about this. I'm not really interested in what's going on there.
All right, so you want to mock my religion. Bill, this is Father McQuarters. I have to say something to you, Dean. All right? Hold on for a minute. I'm in the middle of my religion, Father, okay? My religion, all right? This isn't your shaman religion. This is mine. Do you mind? All right, I'll talk to Phil about it then. I would appreciate it if both of you would not talk while I'm doing this.
I'm not going to do... No, I came on here and brought you on here.
You came on? What, is this my radio show?
No, you came on my show...
Yes?
...to talk to me about this. So we're either going to do that or I talk to Father McQuarters.
Well, I'm going to go and do what I'm... Bill, listen. Dean's right to this extent. La, la, la. Yeah, I'm just going to keep making noise.
What a baby.
Well?
Go ahead. Say whatever you want to say.
Thank you. Well, I was... Dean, this is Father McQuarters. You keep saying who it is. I know it's you. I want to say something. I think that it is absolutely understandable that a man would become sickened in his soul and sickened in his spirit to hear mocking and transgressive words against a religion, against a spiritual belief that he holds dear. I can totally understand that. But when you take it to the point that you take a human life, then it doesn't matter what country you're in, it's a degenerated and it is an evil thing. But you have to understand these are Libyans. They're not... you have no understanding of the third world sensibilities. They're Libyans and what?
Yeah, what does that mean?
They're Libyans, meaning they don't have the same understanding. See, I'm not... You're not going to trap me. You're not going to trap me into saying they're a bunch of barefoot... bugging, you know, they're a bunch of barefoot, bugging, turban weirdos. I'm not going to say it because that's what you want me to say.
No, I don't want you to say that.
I wasn't thinking that. You're both lying. It's really amazing that I called your show and you lied, Mr. Henry, at the beginning of the hour, and now Father McQuarters is lying.
I was not going to call them a bunch of barefoot, bugging, turbaned weirdos. That's what you said. I was not going to attribute to the Libyan people or anybody in the world a primitive status or stature that would bespeak some inability to you know, rationally view things. But they got angry, man. Religion in some parts of the world still is a reason for going to war, you know.
Well, right there, okay. So you're saying they're primitive too, just like I am. Do you want us to see them as primitive, Dean, or do you want us to see them as people that are evolved and are deserving of our respect? Which is it, Dean? Don't you see them as evolved, but also they're primitive?
All right, so wait a second. So in other words, it's almost like the Ramar of the jungle thing, man. So if you... Hold on for a minute. So if you go into the jungle and you cross the sacred river, you deserve to get your head handed to you by the natives because you've gone into the land of the monster.
Yes, it sounds primitive, and it's not the way that we think in the West, but that's exactly correct. How many jungle movies do we need to produce? How many?
Yes, but the two of you are talking about a jungle movie. I don't think they've made one like that in quite some time.
Well, they haven't made one in quite some time, and it is very decidedly a colonial point of view, to be honest with you, Dean. It's a colonial point of view to say, I better not say bad stuff about this, you know, very sacred thing, otherwise I'm going to get my ass kicked.
As
That's exactly correct. What's wrong with that? But that's like saying what Phil was saying. It's like saying, I don't go, you better not wanna, don't go over the river. The bad creature lives there. Well, yes, it does.
Yeah, that's what we mean by jungle movie mentality.
Oh, boy. You guys really don't mind walking on the wild side, do you? Jungle mentality. To all of you Muslims that are listening, how do you like Mr. Hendry comparing you to a bunch of, oh, I don't know, interior, African interior slaves in diapers carrying boxes on your heads? Thank you, and have a very pleasant good evening. Boy, tell him to...
Are you, Dean, you know what? If you hang up, I'm not going to think very highly of you, and I may not have you back on.
All right, I'll stay. The point that has been made here is that it's a primitive way of thinking.
It's a primitive way of thinking to say the following thing. To say, you must understand why the Muslim people got angry, even though we don't do that in our country, they do. That's a primitive kind of thinking, because you're basically thinking the way those cats thought in those jungle movies when they said, I better not go across the river and offend the native god, because, you know, we'll get cooked and eaten. That kind of thing.
Oh, my God. You really think that they're a bunch of primitive people? We're modern people, Mr. Hendry. Modern people. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Shut up. All right. World-famous Phil Hendry Show is coming back with other news, bizarre news. A suspect identified in a broad daylight attack in Central Park, New York. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.